understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning to all of you in Marion and Crittenden County and beyond. It seems as though the community is in quite a work right now. A lot of despair over a missing woman who is from Marion, Shadon Clark. She's a 38-year-old Marion woman, and she left Crittenden County earlier this month and went up to the northern Kentucky area around the suburbs of Cincinnati to visit a friend. And after a couple of days or so, she apparently set out on her own and has not been in contact with her family since February 5th. And she was last seen on a surveillance video at a convenience store on February 6th in the early morning hours, not long after midnight, actually, in the morning there of the 6th, around 1:12 a.m. And they have some videotape of her making a transaction at a gas station, a Marathon station there in Huntington, West Virginia, which is on down the Ohio River from Cincinnati, the Cincinnati area, northern Kentucky area. But it's around 300 plus miles away. So investigators are really not sure what to make of this. I've been in contact with the authorities up in northern Kentucky in Campbell County, where she had been visiting with a friend. And there was some sort of a turmoil that occurred, and that's why she apparently left. And they originally filed this missing persons report, but then now Crittenden County Sheriff Evan Head has taken over the investigation. Marion Police Department has been involved in it to some degree. And after having conversations with local law enforcement, as well as Shadon Clark's closest friends in the area, are very concerned, very worried, and we still don't know if she is in the company of anyone else. It does not appear so, based on what law enforcement has told me. So we're all in prayer for a final positive resolution to this. So we are doing the best we can to get information and keep the community abreast of what's going on in this situation. So, and we will continue to do so through the newspaper as well as our digital platforms. So if anyone has any pertinent factual information that they can shed on this, call your local police department or sheriff's department here in Crittenden County. Call 965-3500. And otherwise, let's all just continue to be in prayer and hope that the authorities can find her and reunite her with her family and friends. Now we're going to take a break and hear from the folks over at H&R Block. After all, it's tax season. So I'm joined this morning with franchisee Jennifer Reckinger of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky. And she's here to talk about some major tax changes this year. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This year has some of the biggest tax updates we've seen in a while. The most important ones are the tips and overtime pay that are no longer taxed. Seniors get a larger deduction. Families with children under 17 have expanded credits. And there are brand new programs like the Trump accounts and a new car loan interest deduction. These changes can really impact refunds, but only if they're done correctly.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about these changes. A lot of this comes out of the big, beautiful bill, I think.
Yeah.
One I hear a lot about, let's start and talk about tax on tips and overtime. How does that work?
So this is a major change, especially for like service workers and anyone who has earned overtime. Their tips and overtime now need to be reported separately on the W-2. And if they're not listed correctly, or if somebody doesn't bring in their final pay stub, they could miss out on money that could potentially get them more money back. So this is one of the areas where having someone review your paperwork really matters.
And I know, too, there are some changes, some benefits for seniors. What are they?
Yeah. So seniors age 65 and older now qualify for a larger additional deduction. If they're married and both qualify, that deduction doubles. So for many seniors, this can lower taxable income enough to reduce what they owe or even turn it into a refund.
Mm-hmm. And I know they're for families. I've heard some talk about the child tax benefits. What do the taxpayers need to know about that?
So families with children under 17 may qualify for expanded credits this year. Those credits can make a noticeable difference on a return. The rules are very specific, especially when it comes to dependents. So it's important that everything is reported correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned Trump accounts. What exactly are they? Now, I assume they're available for Republicans and Democrats.
Yes. So the Trump accounts are it's a new savings program. So for children born between 2025 and 2028. So eligible families can receive a one-time $1,000 government contribution. Parents can manage that account until the child turns 18, and the money can later, it can be used for things like education, buying a home, or just starting a business.
So these come with your tax, I guess if you get a tax refund, so it has to be, you have to fill this out on your tax, when you file your taxes.
Correct.
They just don't come in the mail automatically.
Correct, yes, you elect it on the tax return.
Yeah, so, and that's a nice little nest egg for, and by the time these kids are 18 years old, it's going to be pretty significant, really, if they invest it wisely.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And now there's also some car loan interest deduction possibilities for a new car.
Yeah, so this is another new deduction. So taxpayers may be able to deduct interest paid on a car loan, but only if the vehicle is new and it also has to be manufactured in the U.S. There are some income limits and documentation requirements, including the VIN number. So having the right paperwork is very important.
Mm-hmm. So if someone listening now would like some more help with this, what should they do? How should they act?
So I'd say the best thing to do is really reach out early. That gives us time to review everything and make sure nothing is missed. Whether you're a family or a senior or having to earn tips or having some overtime, these changes matter. My team, along with Pamela Todd and Beth Hackney, are here to help at your locally owned H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky.
Yeah, and you're right on Main Street now, right across from Subway.
Right. I'm easy to find.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Regenger, thank you so much for being with us today and going over this important information about tax time.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
In local news, you'll want to be aware that it is currently the spring forest fire hazard season. That began on Sunday and bringing with it new restrictions, or should I say renewed restrictions on outdoor burning. Under Kentucky statute, no burning is permitted before 6 p.m. in the evening within 150 feet of any woodland or brushland during this hazard season, which runs through April 30th. So in other words, no daytime burning, only at night from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Is when you can burn outdoors. Emergency crews from Crittenden and Union counties responded to a call for distress Friday evening down near the county line on the Tradewater River, where a boat had suffered some failure. I think the motor had gone out on it, and a female passenger had fallen into the water there on the Tradewater River. So emergency crews were dispatched and went out and were able to get that vessel and bring it back to the ramp there at the county line where the VFW used to be. But everyone turned out to be okay. The Paris murder trial, Timothy Paris, who is currently jailed under $1 million bond, accused of shooting his father 4 years ago at their rural Crittenden County home, is set to stand trial at the end of next month. Last week, there were some motions and some discussions about continued efforts to come up with a plea agreement in this case, but so far it looks like it's set for trial beginning on March 31st, and it's scheduled for 3 days. Last week, Crittenden County and Livingston County grand juries met and indicted a number of people. Those will be profiled in this week's Crittenden Press. A couple other things from circuit court last week. John Henry, a man, a local man who was convicted about a month ago of growing marijuana, a pretty large operation. never any evidence that he was trying to sell it. The circuit court has released John Henry after 27 days behind bars, citing his otherwise clean record and the fact that he would have been eligible for parole in just a few more days anyway. Rick Mills, a former deputy, has been given pretrial diversion in a case involving him being accused of impersonating an officer back a few months ago. He was given a one-year sentence, but that's diverted for 3 years. So if he doesn't get into any other trouble over 3 years, those charges will be dropped. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment with more news and sports.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, I've been advised by Crittenden County Clerk Daryl Tabor that folks are not receiving their March vehicle registration renewals on time. He said because of a statewide problem with the vendor that mails those being delayed, that no one in Crittenden County or beyond will be getting those in a timely fashion. Apparently March is the biggest renewal month of the year, and well over a million renewals have to be sent out, and something has gone haywire. Nonetheless, those are supposed to go in the mail tomorrow. So if you have been looking for that and wondering where it's at, just be patient. Should be in your mail sometime this week. In local sports, before I get into some of the action, I want to tell you about a sports card and collectibles show that's coming to Marion later this month. It will be held out at the Lions Club building on the fairgrounds, and it'll be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 28th. It'll be for baseball cards, football cards, basketball, hockey, all sorts of cards, and collectibles, Pokemon. Dealers can rent a booth if you have cards and want to move them. It'd be a great place to get out there and be able to sell your wares, and also to check out some of the cool old baseball cards these guys have. I love going to these shows. James Duncan, local SRO out at the elementary school, is headlining this thing, putting it on. You can give him a shout or email him
if you want to set up a booth. Information about how to contact him will be in this week's Crittenden Press. Well, basketball season is winding down. Some big events over the past few days. Sophomore Jordan Hodge collected her 1,000th point. Becomes the third player on this current basketball team to have reached that threshold, and that is a very first. Never before has a Lady Rocket nor a Rocket basketball team had three players to accumulate that many points and be on the same team. The Lady Rockets lost narrowly at Henderson on Thursday, a big game there between two of the top teams in the region who could see one another again. Henderson prevailed in that game by 9 points. It was a close one, and Crittenden led most of the way. Nonetheless, the Lady Rockets came home and won the Hall of Fame game on Saturday, beating Hopkinsville 77-22. The Lady Rockets will close out their regular season this week. They will be over at Madisonville tomorrow night, and then on Friday host McLean County here at Rocket Arena for their final season of this very storied senior class. So come out and support this team. Next week will be again the district tournament, and it will be played here at Rocket Arena. The Lady Rockets will take on Livingston County in the first round of that tournament that begins Monday. The boys basketball team will play on Tuesday of next week in the opening round of the tournament. They will face Lyon County, and that too is here in Marion at Rocket Arena. The Rockets have had continued to have some trouble scoring, as you know, kind of a difficult season. Only 2 wins on the year, but that was twice as many or 4 times as many as last year. No wins a year ago, so the team is making some strides. We see some improvements in them. Of course, they had their struggles against Webster County this past week, lost 82-25 in that game. On Friday and Thursday, they lost at Hopkins Central 73-41. And just like the Lady Rockets, they have 2 games to go. The boys will be at Union County tonight and then at home tomorrow against Dawson Springs. And on Saturday, the Hall of Fame game, as I mentioned, was held here at Rocket Arena. And 3 new Hall of Famers were inducted. Stefan Cozart from the 1980s, great football player, also a pretty good track and field and basketball guy. And then his daughter, Brianna Cozart St. Cyr. She was a volleyball star and a basketball star. It still holds some track records in the relays and in the high jump. And then Jesse Hodge Sigler was the other inductee. Of course, she was the leader of that 2011 Lady Rocket basketball team that won the school's only regional basketball championship and advanced to the Sweet 16. So once again, congratulations to those new Hall of Famers. And that's going to wrap things up this morning. Appreciate you joining the program, listening in. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.